This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As we get to the waning days of this year, businesses are starting to figure out their taxes, how much they made, how much they spent, and how much they're going to owe. This year, though, there is a wrinkle in that process for businesses that got Paycheck Protection Program loans. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
A few weeks ago, Randy George got an email about his restaurant, the Red Hen Bakery and Cafe in Middlesex, Vermont, from a business advocacy group.
Notes on tax planning. It is important to have a plan for your 2020 income taxes.
The email was a warning for businesses that received Paycheck Protection Program loans or other pandemic relief.
For many of you, that will create a 2020 income tax liability that will need to be paid early in 2021.
George says a tax liability early next year would be painful. It's getting colder and business is already slowing down. Virus cases are rising. George says the PPP loan got the restaurant through the spring and summer, but the threat of a big tax bill?
It makes you wonder if it's going to come back around to bite us.
Under current rules, businesses whose PPP loans are forgiven are not allowed to claim deductions on the expenses the loan money paid for. Payroll, utilities, rent. Matt Hedrick runs the accounting firm Harmony Group in Maryland. He says fewer deductions mean business owners will end up owing taxes on more income.
The indirect situation here, it can be one for a number of businesses where you're going to end up paying taxes on that money, even though that's not necessarily what was intended.
Hedrick says he's advising his clients to hold off on applying for forgiveness. Thinking is maybe the rules might change to allow expenses to be deductible.
You certainly want to be careful about making any decisions that then lead you to, you know, pay tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes right as you're coming out, hopefully, if we're lucky, of another wave of coronavirus.
The bottom line is small businesses are facing a ton of uncertainty about the taxes they may owe on their PPP loans. Hedrick says he's still not sure when a business should say the loan was forgiven.
Is it something that you would recognize in 2021's tax year? Would it happen in 2020? What's the interplay between those two things?
All of that means small business owners are preparing for uncertain tax bills. Jackie London is a public health consultant based in Colorado who got a PPP loan.
You know, when I get a payment from a client, I just kind of automatically deduct a third of it to put into a tax account and just try and pretend that that money's not even there.
London says it's not easy to set aside cash that she could otherwise spend today.
I was just looking at whether I can let up a little bit on those estimates. And I think just on the edge of caution, I'm going to keep estimating it the way that I have been.
That way, she'll be able to cover a bigger than expected tax bill if she gets one next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.